The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's another Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970. The Answer. You're listening to the tones of Greg Lake, of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. One of his better solo efforts from the beginning, where he's doing acoustic guitar there. And we have got a great show for you, and I'll tell you why I'm playing that in just a second. We got news and notes to get to. We got a great guest on the program as well. But how can you follow me? Very easily on Twitter, at Al Gattulo, Instagram at Gattulo, GATTULLO, Facebook.com/AGCraftBeerCast, via email at AlbertG@NYCRadio.com. Don't forget, iTunes, Google Play, you just do a search for AG Craft Beer Cast, you'll find the shows on those two platforms. Actually, not so much Google Play anymore, because that's gone. It's YouTube or whatever, some podcast thing. I have to figure it out. We're Alexa ready as well. We're on radio.com. We're on the iHeart Radio Network, as well as the Hopped Up Network. You just head over to the hoppedupnetwork.com. You can listen to the podcast version of this program Monday mornings before 6 a.m. Now, coming up in 20 minutes, Chad Brodsky. He's the CEO of City Brew Tours. He's going to join me. The folks at City Brew Tours have a cool new holiday gift that you can get for yourself or a friend, and it is truly a gift that keeps on giving, and we'll give you the details on that about 20 minutes from now. So, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Greg Lake, why did I play that? Well, this past November 10th would have been Greg Lake's birthday. He, of course, passed away back in December of 2016 due to complications, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, due to complications of cancer. And, of course, he was in King Crimson. I was a founding member of that band, but he was also in Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I got to see the Emerson, Lake, and Powell version of the band back in 1986 at the Meadowlands, and just an amazing event. And people forget this. Greg Lake was actually the lead singer for Asia for one performance when MTV was airing a special Asia. I forgot what it was, in the mid-'80s. And apparently John Wetton had left the band briefly, and Greg Lake had to fill in. I guess Carl Palmer called him up and said, hey, can you fill in? And he did. And just an interesting take on Asia music, because John Wetton and Greg Lake sung in different keys. So he didn't, obviously Greg couldn't sing the songs the way John Wetton did. And it was a bit weird of a performance there. So, we miss Greg Lake a lot. Obviously, Keith Emerson, who committed suicide, passed away as well. Carl Palmer is the only one left from ELP. So, it's a shame. But, his music, of course, all of these musicians, their music lives on. Let's dive into the news. Couple of quick things. Number one, New Jersey has now gone back on some of its restrictions at bars and restaurants. We're seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. So now what's happening is, the governor has said dining has to end at 10 o'clock indoors. They can still do outdoor dining, but it has to end at 10 o'clock inside. Nobody can sit at the bar, which is a big deal for bars. I don't know how this is going to affect the breweries themselves. Many of them are not open past 10 o'clock as it is. But I think the ones that are open for indoor operations, that may be a problem. Although in some places they're getting served where they're sitting in seats. So I don't quite know what's going on there. I'll have to get some clarification, hopefully by our next segment, or at least by the end of the show, we'll have some clarification on that. I'll have to make a couple of phone calls. But this is a problem as coronavirus cases are spiking. We saw a bar in Manasquan. Apparently, a lot of the bartenders had gotten it. Somebody was exposed and was spreading it to other people. The governor thinks that keeping people out of the bars after 10 o'clock is going to prevent this. My question to the governor is, present the science. Give me the numbers that show that there is the spike is directly related to these things. I think the two reasons why we're seeing a spike is I think a lot of people are having indoor gatherings. So you're having more than 10 people in your home, 15, 20, 40. You're seeing parties after games where parents and kids are commingling with one another in tight quarters. I think that's a problem. I think the other problem is maybe it is some of these indoor sports that are happening that, you know, kids are in close contact with one another. That one is the speculative one. I think the first one with the indoor parties is definitely more of an issue in terms of spreading coronavirus. Moving along, after 24 years, the Shelton brothers, America's most influential importer of Belgian and European beers, are going to cease operations. These guys owe a tremendous amount of money, apparently. The company founded in 1996 by brothers Dan, Joel, and Will Shelton. They've served as an importer of more than 150 of the world's best breweries, and as well as a distribution partner for American breweries, cideries, and meaderies, including Jolly Pumpkin Artesian Ales, Anchorage Brewing Company, St. Somewhere. They have an annual beer event called The Festival. It's considered one of the most prestigious global beer events, attended by some of the most revered brewers in the world. But unfortunately, Dan Sheldon is saying the company owes money to Berkshire Bank, to breweries, as well as vendors. Sheldon Brothers had to shed 25 staff from their payroll. The bank is going to seize its assets, including the beer and wine. The Sheldon Brothers are hoping they can sell it to somebody else to pay off the assets and continue the company, but who knows what's going to happen there. The bars and restaurants apparently were responsible for 50% of Sheldon Brothers' sales, and of course, during the pandemic, a lot of that dried up for them. They were forced to close in March, a lot of places, so their revenue dried up. In May, court records show Sheldon Brothers was ordered to pay $2.1 million to Chicago-area beer distributor River North to resolve a lawsuit over distribution rights dating back to 2011. They continued the dispute on this judgment that Sheldon Brothers did until August of this year. Those two factors, the loss of on-premise sales, the legal judgment, too much for the company to survive. They have improved on their sales since bars and restaurants have been able to reopen, but basically the bank was not willing to allow this $3.5 million line of credit that they are controlling. They want their money back, and I get it from a bank standpoint. So part of the other problem here is Dan Sheldon says he had to put in order to obtain the line of credit, he had to sign a personal guarantee making him responsible for any disparity between what the bank gets from the sale of Shelton Brothers assets and the current amount advanced on the line of credit. So this is a guy who stands to lose not only his business, he's going to lose his house, he's going to lose pretty much everything. And some of this was fueled by the fact that some brewers that they were distributing pulled out and started distributing on their own. Copenhagen-based McKellar and McAllister, Oklahoma-based Prairie Artesian Ales. So both of those companies not doing business with Sheldon Brothers anymore, that was a big deal and, you know, precipitated to their demise, including the pandemic. This is a big deal. For people who are big fans of a lot of European breweries that can't get it here in America, Sheldon Brothers was your way of getting those types of European beers. That's not going to happen anymore. Unless somebody buys the company and assumes its assets and pays its debt off, we'll monitor this. We'll see what's going on, and obviously we will update you as it comes. Now, speaking of staying in Massachusetts, Treehouse announced a plan for a destination taproom in Cape Cod, and then a day later, they announced another location in western Massachusetts. Apparently, Treehouse is going to be, let's see here, Cape Cod Brewhouse, Treehouse, western Massachusetts. This is going to be 50 wooded acres in the shadow of Mount Sugarloaf State Reservation on a complex that was once the Channing Bet Company headquarters. The new Treehouse location is 100,000 square feet. The building is supposed to be unbelievable. This is expected to open next year. Kudos to Treehouse. They are making a tremendous amount of money. People make this trip to this mecca of brewing in Massachusetts. I know there's this whole battle between Trillium and Treehouse. I have sampled a lot of the beers from Treehouse. I love them. But, you know, this is, you know, you're waiting an hour and a half to get beer. You know, good for them. They're making money. They've had to basically close the tap room pretty much throughout this pandemic. And so they're looking to expand their business operations. Again, kudos to them. I think it's a great thing. And, you know, they're going to have this brew house in Cape Cod, and then they're going to have this other brewery located in western Massachusetts for those that can't get to the eastern side of Massachusetts. So this is pretty impressive. So kudos to Treehouse for all of the work that they are doing and the money that they are putting in. Stone's Never Ending Haze IPA did a pilot run, and it is now going to be a year-round beer. It is a 4% IPA. It'll be joining the nationwide lineup from Stone this coming January on draft and in new 16-ounce cans. In select markets, though, including Southern California, it is rolling out now. Just go to stonebrewing.com and then search for Stone Never Ending Haze for more details on this. I've had this beer. It's an excellent 4% IPA. It's light. It's crisp. It gives you, I shouldn't say crisp, it's light and gives you that that kind of haze that you want. But it's not overpowering, and at 4%, you can have a couple while you're sitting in the backyard. I would hope that they would have kept the 12-ounce cans. I think that's better. But listen, they want to do go big or go home. And, you know, if you like the beer, you're definitely going to end up picking it up. When we come back after a short break, we're going to have more news and notes from around the beer world, including my good friend Matt Green from Untied Brewing, who made a special delivery to me this past week, and I greatly appreciate it. We'll talk to you about that, the beers that he brought to me, coming up next on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, The Answer.
The sea, it swells like a sore head, and the night, it is aching. Two lovers lie with no sheets on their bed, and the day, it is breaking. On rainy days we go swimming out, on rainy days swimming in the sound, on rainy days we go swimming out. In my mind.
Welcome back to the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, The Answer. You can follow me very easily on Twitter at Al Gattulo, Instagram at Gattulo, GATTULO, Facebook.com/AGCraftBeerCast, via email at AlbertG@NYCRadio.com. Don't forget iTunes, Google Play. Just do a search, not Google Play. I keep saying that. Google Play is gone. I got to redo my copy. I am Ron Burgundy. Whatever I write, I usually read it. That's not a good thing, but just do a search for AG Craft Beer Cast on iTunes. You can find the shows on that platform. We're Alexa ready as well. We're on radio.com as well as the Hopped Up Network, iHeartRadio as well. Hopped Up Network, though, if you go over there Monday mornings before 6 a.m., you can listen to the podcast version of this show. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, Chad Brodsky, he's the CEO of City Brew Tours. He'll join me. The folks at City Brew Tours have a cool new gift that you can get for yourself or a friend. It is the gift that truly keeps on giving, and that will happen in 10 minutes from now. Two different beer selections, one for Christmas, one for Hanukkah. It's a lot of fun. We'll get into it in detail with Chad in just a few minutes. Electrical Storm from U2. This is off the Best of 1990 to 2000, the bonus tracks, Disc 2. U2 does some eclectic stuff with their music, and picked this up. Oddly enough, I don't know why I came up with this. I picked up this CD when I was in San Diego in January of 2003, about 9 months before my son was born, and I was out there for the Super Bowl, and I happened to be driving by. I don't remember what store it was that I went into, and I saw this, and I said, you know what? I got to get it, and I picked it up, and I'm glad I did. What a fantastic double CD set from U2. Let's dive into the news and notes here. And the first one I want to tell you about, the New York State Brewers Association, and I got this from the New York City Brewers account over on Instagram at NYC Brewers. You know, they do their event every February to kick off the New York City Beer Week. Who knows if this year's event, or next year's event actually, is going to happen. That was the last beer event that I went to before COVID, you know, basically locked everything down. It would be great if they're going to have that again, and I hope that they do for New York City Beer Week, but we don't know with COVID. I mean, there's, you know, this second wave is hitting the entire country. And folks, again, another public service announcement. Wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance. If you do those three things, I'm not going to sit here and guarantee that you're not going to get COVID, but you're going to do an effective job of eliminating those things. Stay away from large groups of people, social distance, wear a mask. I know it's annoying, but you know what? To go into a store for 20 minutes, it's not that bad, really. Now, if you got to wear it all day at work, I understand that it's uncomfortable, it's a pain in the neck, but honestly, it's our best way of combating this thing. You may disagree with me, but that's how I personally feel. Now, anyway, New York City Brewers, New York State Brewers Association have put together this new glass, which is they're doing this the first annual New York Pint Day. That will take place between November 25th and 29th. While supplies last, you can get the limited edition 2020 New York State Pint Days glass from a participating brewery near you while supplies last. A $1 per glass directly supports the New York State Brewers Association and its sub-guilds mission to unify, protect, and propel the state's 430-plus independent craft breweries through advocacy, education, and promotion. There is a link in their bio. If you go on Instagram and you go to the NYC Brewers link or the New York State Brewers link, and which is at NYS Craft Beer, or you can go to NYC Brewers on Instagram. And this glass is gorgeous. It is a really nice pint glass that's kind of in like a, I don't want to say an oval shape. I don't know the shape that it's actually in, but it is a fantastic looking glass. It is kind of a greenish blue, the decal, and it is just wonderful. And $1 of every glass is going to directly support the New York State Brewers Association. That is very, very cool, and something that if you're looking to do something to help people out in New York, that is a great way to do it. Now, America's small business owners remain optimistic, but they're growing more uncertain about the future. The Small Business Optimism Index for October is unchanged from its historically high reading in September, but the Uncertainty Index rose to its highest level since November of 2016. High points of the October index include earnings trends that have improved to levels seen before the coronavirus pandemic kneecapped the economy. Inventory, investment plans, and real sales expectations for the next 3 months are up as well. We've seen the stock market go up this past week because of the possible COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer that apparently is 90% effective, which is great if that's the case. But, there's a lot of uncertainty here in the next 3 or 4 months. And to be honest with you, we're going to see, I think you're going to see more restrictions come in. I think you're going to see more places shut down. So it's even more important now more than ever, support those local businesses, whether it's food, whether it's beer, whether it's, your local liquor store, whatever business does local, you should be supporting them, because if these businesses get shut down again, especially the restaurant industry gets shut down again in a drastic way, it's over for a lot more people than it already has been. I mean, you're going to be talking, we're already talking thousands of restaurants have shut down. That could go into the hundreds of thousands. And eating out will never be the same again. So support those local businesses. Untied Brewing has a new beer out that's out this weekend. It's available in cans. By now, it may or may not be sold out, but they do have it on draft at Untied over in New Providence. It's called Murphy's Law. It's a play on the adage that is generally anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And that's, of course, referring to the pandemic. And obviously that how the state of New Jersey is operating under Governor Murphy's executive orders. It's a New England-style IPA dry-hopped with Citra, Galaxy, Nelson, and Enigma, providing notes of peach, passion fruit, gooseberry, raspberry, and red currants. I want to thank Matt Green from Untied Brewing. He dropped off a can of this along with some new Untied beers for me to sample earlier this week, and I'll be reviewing a lot of those beers in the coming weeks. I think I'm going to review Murphy's Law in our Suds and Duds segment on this week's program. But thank you, Matt, for dropping those beers off personally in my home. I'm in the midst of a move. And he was kind enough, he was in the area, and he said, listen, I'll drop off a can of that along with a couple of other stuff of our new things that have come out. So, Matt, I personally thank you for that. That is awesome. When you can get a home delivery by the brewery owner, it doesn't get much better than that, folks, and that's great. And some other breweries are sending me some beers over the next few weeks. We had my buddy Jim Wagner on from BC Brewery in Maryland. He's supposed to be sending me some stuff. The good folks from Alosta Brewing are also sending me some beers. They should be in early next week, and I'll be out for a couple of days, but I'll pick those up late next week and hopefully be able to try them in the coming weeks. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so you never know. Hopefully we'll get those in before the Thanksgiving holiday on those reviews. Samuel Adams, a new winter lager. They have kind of tweaked the formula of winter lager this year around, and it is in, it'll be available nationwide. The Holiday White Ale is well available nationwide in 6-pack, 12-pack, 12-ounce bottles, and in the Sam Adams Winter Classics Variety Pack. That's also available for purchase in 12-pack and 24-pack, 12-ounce bottles. Just go to SamuelAdams.com to find out a Samuel Adams beer near you. They kind of changed it up a little bit. An enhanced crisp Bach recipe, amplified orange notes inspired by the season. The deep ruby brown beer features hints of seasonal spices that complement its rich caramel maltiness with just a touch of bitterness and a hint of citrus in the finish that brings a festive flavor to any holiday celebration. So kudos to the folks at Sam Adams. They're also doing a whole thing with the Tipsy Elves collection. There's a holiday-inspired jumpsuit, pocket sock, matching bottle opener, koozie mitten, and even a dog and me matching holiday sweater set. Again, head over to tipsyelves.com/sam-adams, or you can get them at the Sam Adams tap rooms while supplies last. They're also doing a thing with Brewskits, which is a small business that bakes handcrafted dog biscuits to create a special pet-friendly biscuit inspired by the flavors of Samuel Adams Winter Lager. You can also get those at the Samuel Adams Boston tap room and on topshelfcookies.com as part of their holiday lineup. So that's pretty awesome, too. So thanks to the good folks from Sam Adams for sending that stuff over. And then finally, we mentioned about the Never-Ending Haze IPA that is now joining Stone's year-round lineup. But they also have a new beer that's out that I am encouraged to try. And again, they're going low-calorie. Stone's Features Plus Benefits IPA. This is a beer that has just 2.9 carbs, gluten-reduced, and it's clocks in at a 4% ABV. Apparently, it is rolled out now nationwide on draft, 12-ounce six-pack bottles, and also 12-ounce six-pack cans. That's online in California only for the cans, I believe. I believe the bottles will be nationwide, and I'll get some more info on that. But this is a part of their third pilot series beer, Stone Features and Benefits IPA, low carbs, under 100 calories, apparently, and only a 4% ABV, and it's gluten-reduced. I am looking forward to trying that beer because I am looking for something that's a little bit low-calorie and that also tastes like a beer. And again, the ones that I've had from Dogfish and Sam Adams that they sent me a couple of weeks ago, and those were non-alcoholic, those were excellent. So I'm looking forward to trying those when they come out in the packaging, and maybe they tweak the formula a little bit. Now, when we come back after a short break, Chad Brodsky, the CEO of City Brew Tours, will join me. This is the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, The Answer.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Now, this is a Christmas song that is not played that often, although we're getting into that holiday season. A little Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. This is from their EP, Zat You, Santa Claus. Obviously, they got the big start in the movie Swingers, but they were a big, huge, huge local band in the Los Angeles area for a very long time in the 90s before they exploded on the scene with Swingers. But welcome back to the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970. The Answer. You can follow me on Twitter very easily at Al Gattulo, Instagram at Gattulo, that's GATTULLO, Facebook.com/AG Craft Beer Cast. Of course, we're available on iTunes as well. You just do a search for AG Craft Beer Cast. We're Alexa ready as well. We're also on radio.com, and we're on the Hopped Up Network as well. You just go to the hoppedupnetwork.com. You can check out the podcast, usually Monday mornings before 6 a.m. You can download and listen to it at your leisure. Now, my next guest, he runs City Brew Tours, which is an awesome service that takes you and your friends for a fee to different breweries around the area where you learn all about beer. Some tours also have meals included or snacks. Now, I've taken the tour through Brooklyn. It is awesome. Obviously, with the pandemic still going on, I believe those things have been suspended. We'll find out in a moment. But the folks at City Brew Tours have come up with two holiday gifts, hence the Christmas music, that are pretty spectacular, and you can do them right from the comfort of your home, whether you want to do them yourself or it makes a great gift for somebody else. Just go to citybrews.com, excuse me, citybrewtours.com, I'll get that right, for more information. Let me welcome back to the program Chad Brodsky. Chad, how are you?
Hey, Al, I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Thanks for asking that.
You know, listen, it's a crazy time right now. We've got all kinds of stuff going on, and what you guys have put out there now I think is a really cool thing for people who are looking to get that holiday gift for someone. They don't want to go to the store. They can buy it online. They can have it shipped to somebody's house. This is really cool. But let's start with the obvious question, Chad. With so many cities still having issues due to the pandemic, have you been able to do any tours at all in any of those in the cities that you're in, or have you suspended them until further notice?
So we're in about 11 to 12 cities in North America right now. We only have about two operating at limited capacity.
Okay.
So it's been a tough road, obviously, from the tours perspective.
Sure.
In Burlington, Vermont, we can only run tours of up to five people when we're used to running tours of anywhere from normal public tours up to 14 to 25, just kind of run the gamut. It's one of the biggest, busiest times of year in Burlington. So we're seeing really limited capacity with our brewery partners. Okay. In Burlington, Cleveland, a little bit better situation, but again, we're still limited to that, limited in capacity. And then we're going to hopefully be able to get DC up and running shortly, but again, up to five people.
Right.
So very intimate tours, a little bit different than our typical tour experience. However, we're still going to provide that behind-the-scenes experience. We're still going to have that education first craft beer experience and still get to see a VIP experience with inside each of those breweries.
Right.
But now, then under the veil of COVID.
Gotcha. Now let's dive into these holiday baskets that City Brew Tours is offering. One is for Christmas. The other one is for Hanukkah. What is included in each box? So let's start with the Christmas one first. You purchase the Christmas one. It's I'm guessing it's 12 days of Christmas, or is it 24 days of Christmas?
Nope. So we've got 12. We got a 12 beers of Christmas box, and so inside that box, it's not just a box of beer. Since the COVID, we've kind of moved to a virtual experience platform where we're doing beer and fruit pairings, beer making experiences where people can go online and brew beer with one of our expert beer guides. So we wanted to kind of keep within our that same education first. So we're not just selling 12 beers in this box, but this is like an advent style beer box.
Okay.
So each of there's a perforated window above each one of the beers, whether 12 or 16 ounce beer. And so you're opening one beer for the 12 beers of Christmas, whether it's before the Christmas holiday or giving it as a gift from from December 25th. We recommend doing December 25th to
right.
the 6th of January, because along with those beers is actually a virtual interactive experiences that go along with that. So each night people can join us and learn about the different beer. We'll have special guests. So it's going to have that live component to it,
mm-hmm.
as well as there's other fun things inside the box. So it's not just beer, as I mentioned. We've got brewery swag. We might even have a piece of coal. So every day you open it, you just don't know what you're going to get. And we're working with brewery partners from all of our cities across America.
See, so that's cool.
We handpicked beers that you can't get in probably your location, or if you've been on one of our tours, be able to taste the beer that you would only be able to get potentially on that tour.
Right. I see. I like the coal option because my mom actually got me coal for Christmas one year, which was, you know, as a joke, and told me I wasn't getting anything else. And then, of course, you know, hours later, she made me suffer a little bit because I was a bad kid at one point. And then she finally gave me the gifts. So I love the fact that you might get coal. What I do like.
Well, after you have a double IPA, who knows what kind of naughty things you might get into.
That's right.
So
but what I
will be following a big beer.
But what I do like, I like the fact that, because that was one of my questions to you, was how are the beers going to be curated? So they'll be from your different partners from around the different states that you service, so you may get different stuff. You may not get the same stuff that you had on a particular tour, which I think is great. But the Hanukkah box, that will obviously you want people to order that in time for Hanukkah so that they can open it during those days of Hanukkah, correct?
Yes, exactly. So same kind of concept, but more specific with the 8 nights of Hanukkah. is each night join us for that live interactive beer appraisal and experience with different guests. And then we have dreidels, chocolate, other brewery swag, winter surprises inside that box as well. Mm-hmm. So again, each night you have no idea what you're going to get. You're going to get beer from places you've probably never had before. And everyone is getting the same beer. So this is not like, oh, one box might have this beer and then another box might have that beer. Everyone's going along on the same experience.
Okay, understood. I'm wondering what the Jewish equivalent of kol is. Like in Christmas, the stocking, you get kol. I'm wondering what the Jewish equivalent is for...
I actually do not know what the Jewish equivalent of kol is for, but we do have other festive holiday-themed surprises in the Hanukkah box.
There you go. That's cool. That is very cool. We're talking with Chad Brodsky from City Brew Tours. They've come up with these two really cool holiday boxes you can purchase for yourself or as a gift for someone. All you do is go to citybrewtours.com. That's the website for more information as well as to purchase one of these holiday boxes or find out about when tours are going to be reopening in your area. Obviously, as Chad said, there are a couple that are operating right now but at a very limited capacity. We're here on the Al Gattullo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, The Answer. So, Chad, who are the special guests that may or may not be joining, you know, depending on which box it is? Is it, will it be beer experts? Will it be kind of somebody from a holiday, you know, a type of theme, like maybe a Santa Claus coming in and saying, all right, everybody, you know, let's open up this beer. Who are the special guests that will be joining?
So it's going to be a surprise, obviously, each night. We've got founders, we've got brewers from the different partners that we work with.
Right.
We've got holiday theme type people like the Santa Clauses or like a rabbi or something potentially joining. So we've created 20 days of unique content to go along with these boxes to really enhance the experience. So it's not just getting that 8 or 12 beers inside your box.
See, this is pretty cool. I have the last 2 weeks off of the year. I'm actually thinking about this because this is cool. I don't have to worry about waking up at 3 a.m. Maybe I'll nudge my wife and tell her, hey, you need to get me something for Christmas. Here's maybe something that you can get me here. I love this idea. I think it's really cool. And especially in a time where we're seeing this, you know, and I hate to bring this up during the show because this show is about beer and small business, but with a second wave that's happening here with COVID, this is a perfect opportunity for people to do something in their homes. They don't have to you can be with other people on this virtual call and kind of share in the experience together. And I think it's something that's really cool. Now, Chad, I do have to ask, obviously the holiday boxes are the new thing that's available, but you mentioned it earlier, the beer and cheese pairing and the home brewing options are still available for folks to purchase if they want.
Yeah, so we still have the homebrew experiences that you can book. This is going to be a really popular gift, especially for any craft beer enthusiasts during COVID, not being able to necessarily get to do some of the in-person experiences. Our live homebrew experience or Master of the Brew, which is like a beer making subscription service where we send you curated recipes that we've created.
Right.
After you've already done one of our beer making experiences, and then the cheese one as well, BYOB cheese, or if you want to put together like a virtual holiday party, we're selling out of our beer and cheese holiday boxes where we've curated a themed holiday box that has like fig jam and those poppers and other really fun activities that all revolve around beer and cheese. So,
well, you know what, Chad, I have to say, folks, this is something, if you're looking for that unique gift to give to somebody, right? You know, a lot of people do that Beer of the Month Club and this and that. And, you know, I sometimes think those things get boring. Here's something that you can give to somebody, which is, you know, they talk about the gift that keeps on giving. Well, this is the gift that keeps on giving because the person is not just going to sit there and drink all 12 beers in one shot. They're going to do it over the course of a few days. And you have the opportunity to get different, prizes in there. You've got some different gifts that people can have. And you get these virtual experiences. My guest has been Chad Brodsky. He's from City Brew Tours. This is two really cool holiday boxes that you can do at home. All you have to do is you go to citybrewtours.com. It's the website for more information, as well as to purchase one of these holiday boxes, whether it's for yourself or for a gift for somebody else. And they have the beer and cheese pairing, as well as the home brewing gifts available. They make the perfect holiday gift for somebody. Chad, thanks so much for giving me a few minutes tonight. Very much appreciate it.
No, my pleasure, Al. And then one other thing is, sure, for the Hanukkah boxes, those will stop selling. We know we're going to sell out of those, but those will stop selling on the 1st of December.
December.
So
okay,
right after Black Friday.
Okay.
And then on the Christmas, it'll be the 10th, will be the last day
okay
that those. So definitely don't wait for those sales, because we anticipate selling out sooner rather than later, just given the popularity of these. So get your boxes today.
That's right. You know what? I mean, if you're thinking about doing this, don't wait. Get it. You've only got a couple of weeks to do it, because if you want to get it to your friends, you've got to get it. I mean, lock it in. Listen, you're listening to the show. The following week is going to be Thanksgiving. Get it done sooner rather than later. Chad, again, thanks so much for joining me tonight. Very much appreciate it.
My pleasure, Al. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Suds and Duds coming up next on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. Welcome back to the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. It's the final segment of the program, as always, Suds and Duds. And I want to dive right into it, because we have a couple of news notes here that I really wanted to get to before the end of the show and before we get into the beers that I have reviewed over the past several weeks. One is a bit of good news and one not so good news. So let's dive into the good news first. Stone Brewing announced earlier this week, actually on Veterans Day, that a sum of more than $140,000 will be given to employees who were laid off due to COVID-19 shutdowns in a second round of disbursements from the Team Stone Relief Fund. The donation was announced as San Diego has entered the most restrictive purple level in California's system of coronavirus tiers. In late June, Stone's laid off employees who applied for the Team Stone Relief Fund received $1,000 each, totaling a $250,000 contribution. More than $140,000 this time around will be dispersed later this month, totaling nearly $400,000 in funds for the Team Stone family. Now, the Team Stone Relief Fund was initiated by Stone Brewing, and it's administered in cooperation with the San Diego Foundation. Now, to kick off the fund, Stone Brewing co-founder Greg Cook contributed his entire 2020 salary. Co-founder Steve Wagner and other Stone leadership followed suit. The fund later opened to all Stone employees and the public in an outpouring of support. Team Stone stepped up with huge contributions, making this second round of giving possible. And Greg Cook said, like many businesses, Stone Brewing has not been spared by this pandemic. Laying off team members who helped build this company really hurts. It still hurts, but we've received many grateful and touching notes from the folks who've received the funds, letting us know that the money went to things like rent, health insurance, and childcare. This is what Team Stone is all about. I'm honored to work alongside those who dug deep into their own pockets to make a difference for their colleagues. Now, obviously, Stone Brewing's World Bistro and Gardens in Escondido and Liberty Station are open with outside dining only. Stone Brewing tap rooms have partnered with restaurants and food vendors to continue operating throughout California's restrictive purple tier. For more information and reservations, if you're in Southern California, visit stonebrewing.com/visit. This is a great thing. You know, I know Stone Brewing has been in the news in recent months over their whole thing with their lawsuit against Sawstone and the name propriety and things of that nature. But this is where breweries like this that are giving back to their employees, people that they've laid off, and the general public, that's when they do good things. And kudos to Greg and his team for doing this. We don't see this often enough in other places, but we do see this a lot in the craft beer world, and I wanted to give Stone Brewing the kudos where it's due. Now, speaking of New York and New Jersey, obviously New Jersey had these restrictions. Now New York has new restrictions. Governor Cuomo announced earlier this week that this past Friday, restaurants, bars, and gyms have to close by 10 p.m. every night. Delivery and curbside pickup will be allowed to continue past 10 o'clock as long as booze isn't in the mix. Cuomo also put a 10-person cap on private get-togethers in an attempt to get ahead of the virus's spread. My issue with that is, how are you going to enforce 10 people or more in somebody's private home? can happen. The bars and restaurants thing, I think, is very simple here. I think with people drinking, people let their guard down, and so that's where the virus is spreading. People are in close contact with one another. They forget the rules and what they're supposed to do. And so in some ways, I can understand why the governor has done this, both in both states. But in other ways, you can't prevent this. I think you need to keep these places open. If you're going to be sitting in a restaurant and you're sitting at the bar, I would say close the facilities at 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock's last call. 10 o'clock, you got to be out. That's it. But allow these people to sit at a bar like New Jersey is talking about. You can't sit at the bar. That's ridiculous. Place that I go to all the time, there was decent social distancing. Now, enough already. I mean, come on. We got to keep reopening this economy. But I think what Cuomo is doing, limiting people in your homes, ridiculous. Anyway, let us dive into Suds and Duds because we're running out of time here in the segment. And I want to make sure that we get in all the beers that we're supposed to get in. The folks from Trogs had sent me the Hop Cyclone Hazy Double IPA. This is fantastic. Great, hazy, juicy, delicious. This is definitely something I would buy again. I loved it. I think I gulped it down probably in three sips. Probably wasn't a good idea to do that, but I did it anyway because I was thirsty, and it was a fantastic beer. The guys from Bolero do a tremendous job with their sours and kettle sours. The Sour Pasture Calves, Cranberry Pomegranate, and Limeade, no exception. Totally awesome, a puckery sour, loved the limeade in it. That lime just gave it that puckerness that it really needed, and I enjoyed that immensely. My wife had a couple sips. She loved it as well. A beer that is very deceptive for 12%, His Airness by Magnify. My buddy Rob and I, we had this, and it's in a 10-ounce pour, and I have to tell you, we probably another one that we gulped down probably in three gulps. Very, very smooth, very deceptive. At 12%, that is a lot. And I remember later on, I think we were at their house for a little fire pit in the backyard. And I don't think I had another beer after that. I think I just drank water because that's how potent it was. Paradigm Shift by Ghost Talk Brewing. I love these guys. I love the bitterness on this beer. A delicious beer. Have to get over to the facility in Clifton. Just haven't had a chance with all the COVID stuff. But Ghost Talk makes some great stuff. And you should definitely check them out. They're right across from Rutt's Hut, too. So if you want a great hot dog, you hit up Ghost Talk and you run over to Rutt's Hut and grab some hot dogs to go, and you're set. Old Nation Brewing Company had the Boss Tweed. Nice bite on this one. Slightly juicy. A delicious beer. Very tasty. And definitely, that's one I've seen in stores. And I always forget. I'm like, should I get this? Probably not. And I pass it up because I've been trying to stay as local as possible. But have to tell you, that is a great beer. Speaking of local beers in the New York area, if you're looking for a really good lager, Guard de Lager by Innerborough. Nice flavor, light, enjoyable. A very nice beer in a can. One of these, I want to say it was like a 4.7% beer. Very well done. Nice job by Innerborough. Had the Modern Art, which is supposed to be Modern Art, but of course it's Bolero. Hoppy, smooth, got some juice to it. A very, very nice beer. Then I had Total Consciousness by Alternate Ending Beer Company. These guys just opened a few weeks ago. I have not been there yet for food because Tallulah's in Asbury Park is doing the pizza down there. And this the alternate ending is in Aberdeen. But bought a can of their Total Consciousness. They've been doing 3-can releases. I've been just trying to buy one because, again, space is limited in my fridge. But this was a great beer. It was light, the great melon flavor, delicious. Really like this a lot. I think I like this better than their first beer that I had gotten from them. You know what? I'm trying to think. I let the can sit for a day when I got home, and that kind of spruced it up a little bit. I don't know. It's one of those things where sometimes I think some breweries don't let their beer cold condition enough, and maybe they release them too quickly. I always find that some beers, if you let them sit in the can for a couple of weeks, or you let them sit in the fridge for a couple of weeks, it turns out that they end up becoming better. That was a great beer. Ultra Azaka by Source. This is, again, their single silo series where they feature a particular hop. Smooth, balanced, juicy, really, really nice. I enjoyed this one a lot. A grapefruit, tangerine in the mix, a little bit of mango as well. Really good stuff from the guys at Source. And then finally, I had, I mentioned it during the show. I'm going to mention it again. Matt Green from Untied. You, sir, are a great person, a great human being. And not just because you came by my house to personally drop beer off to me, but by the fact that, your brewery is doing such great stuff over in New Providence, and if you haven't been there yet, you should definitely check out Untied. They do have an outdoor area where you can sit. They are open indoors, but they do have beer for go. Now, one of the beers they came out with this week was called Murphy's Law. And it's a, you know, homage again to Governor Murphy, which, of course, you know, New Jersey is back to having these restrictions again. But this is a great beer, a well-done New England-style IPA. There's a nice haze on it. It's juicy. It was very good. And I appreciate it, Matt, that he sent me this. There was a couple of other beers he sent in the pack. I think one is a lager. The other one is a stout, I want to say. A stout or a porter? I don't remember. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. And then, you know, trying to remember off the top of my head. I did take a picture of the beers. So stupid me should just go into my phone and actually look. So he sent me Murphy's Law. He sent me Getting Away, which is an IPA. And then he sent me, you know what? I looked at the wrong photo, of course, because this, there we go. Morning Meeting, which is an Imperial Milk Porter. Brewed with coffee, vanilla, maple syrup, and spices. And then he sent me Jamala, which is a Baltic-style porter and is actually labeled a lager. So my thanks to everybody involved in the show, including my guest Chad Brodsky from City Brew Tours, and, of course, last but not least, the great Buddy Watson. I'm actually not back on the Joe Piscopo Show this week. I'll be off till Friday, but we will have a new edition of the Craft Beer Cast coming up next Sunday as well. This has been the Al Gattullo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. Cheers, everybody.